Blog Talk Radio.
He won't let you go. The ball's outside in the and on the porch, isn't it? Huh? Yo, thank you so much for being on the line with us. You're in the right place to be. Vibrate. Hi. Listen, this is Miss Controversy Bird. Super hyped this evening on this holiday weekend. Okay, no work tomorrow. And I'm just blessed. And I want to say a deep thank you to those of you that are chiming in, because I know you know this weekend is popping with a lot of different events and activities. And so tonight's show is called The Perfect Breakup, Just in Time for the Summer. And I'm like, what? The perfect breakup. So I was thinking about this week, and I was like, you know what? I think somebody needs to help a few people out in the world and tell them how to break up. It's been so much foolishness, foolery, if you will, out here on these streets. And it's just something that I want to talk about. It's something that I've experienced in the past and something recently, and that's what made me say, you know what, I want to talk about this. So I have Miss Valerie Denise Jones. Shout out to Valerie Denise Jones, and as well as Andre Blaylock, who have been joining the Vibrate and Elevate show for the whole entire month of May as we get down talking about dating and mating. And so this is our last show of this month, and I think it's just a perfect way to end it, you know, with a bang, talking about tonight's topic. So, Valerie, thank you for being on. How are you? What's going on with you? By the way, Valerie Denise Jones, if you don't know, brand strategist, consultant, blogger, and online activist. Okay, two snaps. All right, so, Ms. Valerie, how are you? I'm doing well. I actually changed my title to cyber activist because I plan to take over the internet and let everybody know how I feel.
Wait a minute, you deserve an applause. yes, you definitely are doing a damn thing, and I just want to thank you for that. And shout out to you and all that inspires you. Go, girl. So, Ms. Takeover, what's popping?
Well, on that subject, I was on the internet, so I had actually, from memory, what I recall is that once upon a time there was a Facebook survey, and there are certain times during the year that people break up. So to piggyback off of what you were talking about earlier, what you introduced, there are certain times that certain people break up with their significant other because of certain reasons. For instance, at the beginning of the year, maybe a New Year's resolution, they want to start fresh, want to start anew. Maybe the holidays didn't go so great. Right before the summer, a lot of guys, the women are wearing shorter skirts. People are a little more promiscuous, but according to Tariq Nasheed, I keep messing up his name from Hidden Colors, he was saying May is the ultimate breakup month. So there's a very, very interesting YouTube video on the internet, on YouTube, where he talks about why May is the month that people break up. And again, it's the prelude. Yeah, all things, whatever is going to happen and transpire during the summer. And then the last, time or reason, for whatever reason, they would break up before the holidays. And that's because people don't want to be introduced to families, because when you're introduced to families, then you become part of that family. Also, too, a lot of, especially, you know, certain people, I won't pigeonhole anybody, but people are cheap. They don't want to buy Christmas gifts.
You know, they don't want to do things.
Girl, that's exactly what I just wrote down on my paper. Cheap. That's why. Cheap asses.
Yeah, so, you know, they don't want to buy you a Christmas gift because they know you don't want the little high school traditional, just little whatever, little trinket. People now want Birkin bags. They want trips around the world. They want cars with a big bow around it. You know, not the car you put the key in, but the kind you push the button, or the kind that may respond to your fingerprint, whatever. So just stuff like that, you know, just crazy stuff. Do you break up before Valentine's Day because you don't want to buy freaking chocolate or candy? So for whatever reason.
Or Tesla, or Tesla. Shout out to the first man that buys me a Tesla. Valerie, we have some callers, and I want to just use your same energy and find out if we have some callers that can be transparent enough to tell us about some of their breakup moments. So caller, last four digits, 5720. Can you tell us if you ever broke up, you know, before a holiday or before, you know, summer, or because you didn't want to buy any gifts?
No, I never been in that situation because I was married for over 22 years, but unfortunately, you guys are right about the month, because that's when a divorce was proposed to me, is in the month of May. So obviously, I guess that month is actually correct.
Wow.
But who
are we speaking to?
You're speaking to your cousin.
I know. I want the world to know a little bit about who you are. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say supporter, this is one of the biggest family supporters that I have, Ms. Katoba Green. Thank you so much for chiming in. You always do the most because you listen the most, because you are the most, and I thank you for what you always bring to the table. And thank you for, you know, sharing that moment about your divorce. You know, so I think we need to do something about this May. I think everybody need to be on notice about May, you know, coming 2017. You know, look out for it and just to get ready. And I want to applaud you for being married for such a long time, because statistics say, you know, it ain't going to last long. And so thank you for enduring and having a relationship for that long. And thank you for chiming in. Is there anything else you want to share with us about breakups, or any questions you have to throw out there?
No, I think a lot of things based on individuals. A lot of people don't mature fast enough to basically accept responsibility when it comes down to chocolates, or, you know, buying a woman or catering it to their significant other. So they cop out or find an easy way out. And once that day, or once that, you know, time has passed, and how they going to regain that once they lost it, you know?
Mm-hmm. So the easy way out.
Yeah, it's the easy way out.
So let me ask you, cousin. Do you mind if I ask him a question for you?
No.
Yes,
go ahead.
I don't mind.
Okay, so my question is, if you know Christmas comes on the same day every year, right? Valentine's Day, same day every year. Why is it? I mean, and I'm not talking about every man. I never, ever, when I speak, I'm not, again, pigeonholing anybody and being super specific. But why don't people plan for the holidays? It falls on the same day every year, same day. So just as we can start planning, you start studying your man, you see what he wants, you know what he wants, so you get those things. So if in the event you think you're going to be financially challenged, whatever, you know, situation you're in at that time, or maybe you want to spend, you spend more during the holidays, you guys want to travel, why don't you start, like, in the summer, saving for those holidays, or for Valentine's Day, you know, saving for that holiday, or his I don't know, whatever. Why the excuses? Why are we talking about something that's so detrimental to relationships that they would make a movie, i.e. November Rule, about this subject matter? People are literally conditioning and, you know, programming people to say, hey, here's your American Excuse card, charge on it. It's got unlimited, you know, access. And this is crazy that this actually happens, and each one of us have a story because we are familiar with it and we know that this thing actually exists. So, well, what is it about men where you can't get it together and can't plan?
I can say it's not about men, but I can speak on it without being sexist. I can say that a lot of people, what they do is they have microwave relationships. What they do is they deal with what time and what's in front of them, and a lot of relationships not based on being together for long. Like a long time ago, you know, it was half and half. Now when people have relationships, it's your account, my account. So with that being said, if it's my account, your account inside of a home, then it's going to be what my money spent on versus what our money's being spent on. So a lot of people, they live in the time. If you go out and you go on a date with someone or whatever, you know, and you feeling that person, but when Valentine come around, they not significant enough to even for you to even consider buying something for. You understand? Because of the fact they were just it was like you put something in the microwave, you expect it to be done in 2 minutes, and a lot of people live their relationships the same way. So when you're looking for long-term relationships, when you're looking for marital type of relationships, and you're looking for goal type relationships, then it takes two people. Just like a lot of men don't say, or they're too masculine not to accept flowers. I accept flowers.
Right.
So when I come home, you should have be expecting for me to bring you his flowers as well.
Okay.
So I feel like it's based on the individual.
So do you think that, what attributes to this? You think it's like global programming? You think it's the television, the music? Well, what is it about all these short-term relationships that we're fascinated by? Like, it's almost as if they kind of lowered the bar, you know, and people don't mean anything.
Well, when you look at the overall of today statistically, it used to be 10 to 1. Far as a man to a woman, and now it's like 30 to 1 because of the new age, you know, quote unquote men that's out here, the download brothers, the this and that, and that's a subject that, you know, it's a whole nother conversation. But when you have so much opportunity in front of a man and versus a woman, you know, why they like, why hang? Why would we try to build something when I got all these men coming after me, or I got all these women coming after me? You know, the television, it markets it. The radio stations, it markets it, but they don't promote love. They do not promote family. They do not promote unity.
They don't promote longevity
at all.
Yeah, or things of value and substance. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's different from years ago.
Yeah. Well, I love your answer, and I think he deserves an applause.
Hold on, let me get to the studio. Go ahead. All I can say,
and this is what I can honestly say, when you have two listening ears, when you have two people that listen, then any relationship can be worked on. And when you have one that's not listening and the other one just talking, then it's just like a waste of time. That's when the gift stops, and that's when the birthdays and all that other stuff become to be overlooked.
I heard that. He said maturity, get them ears together. Your ears are for listening. And I think sometimes we let our emotions get so high that it clouds our listening and decision making. And that brings me to something that Katova mentioned earlier about the types of relationships. You know what I mean? So we have some background noise. So I wanted to chime in on the different types of relationships. Depending on the type of relationship you had, i.e. that will also give you the type of breakup, the type of route you want to go with the breakup. If you have a long-term relationship and, you know, both people are mature, you might want to just communicate. And I think that people in those situations where both parties are mature and they just you know, are able to communicate, things are easy and breakups are easy. And the breakup better bureau, you understand? But if you had something that was complicated, not really for sure, and you don't really know what time it was, that might, you know, be a cause for confusion. And at that point, you want to resort to communicating the best positive way that you can, because at that point, social media is going to get involved, emails, text messages, Instagram, and you don't want it to get, you know, too super social and super ugly. So I think the number one key to any type of breakup is to be clear on what you want and why you want out, or, you know, why you're not down with it anymore. And last but not least, if you're dealing with a situation where nobody's mature, and y'all know y'all shouldn't have been together no way, you know what I'm saying? We single, but we both learn. No, Lil Wayne, sit down. to the I'm single anthem. So if you know that y'all not supposed to be together anyway, y'all just playing around, that is okay for just a break. Now, if you've been with somebody for some time and you have a change of heart, that means it has some longevity. You want to really be clear about, you know, your interests and your goals, and if things have changed, you want to communicate that and not just go silent. And I got one more caller on the line that I want to open up because I have some questions. I hope that you feel free to share with us. Last four digits, 0253. What was your perfect breakup, or have you ever had a perfect breakup? Last four digits, 0253.
This is Linda, and yes, all my breakups so far has been perfect, you know, because all of them long-term relationships. And we just did mutual, okay, we, you know, it's not going to work, or either they got a job and moved away, and I didn't follow as they went away. So that's what none of my breakups has been really nasty or anything like that.
Well, that's awesome. I had some wonderful breakups, and with those breakups, I think come more maturity and a new level of friendship. Yeah, I had a wonderful breakup. Like, it was almost, you know how you see somebody and you dab
like
them up
in Seattle or a big party or something.
Man, it was such
like,
a great breakup.
I'm
it was just like
my
okay. It was like both of us was like, okay, woo, okay, just next, and it was really cool. And it was no beef. Those of you who know me personally, I got this thing going on called no beef, what's bigger than beef. So it was no beef at all between us, and it was just really, really mature and adult. And we're still, like, we still communicate today. And
yeah, that's true. Me and some of my exes, we communicate.
Right, and I think some people can't handle that. Some people is like, you know, that's too much, and that's because maybe I think it may be some unresolved issues and feelings left over. That's why, you know, certain exes can't be friends. But to this day, I'm friends with them.
On that note, I have a question to introduce then. What do you do? Because I think that's, you know, something that you should definitely apply for. You guys can part ways and go your separate ways and do other things and still be mature about it. So what do you do when your exes still want to be sexually involved? Like, that introduces a whole other layer. Or when they're constantly flirting with you.
Just know, you know, just don't go back to that same, you know, not me. I won't never go back to my ex for a sexual encounter.
You can't have a gray area. If you playing around with it, that's what's going to make it confusing. Like, I don't know. You know, like, does she want, is this a booty call or what? Or we posted up, or now we booed up. You went from booty call to booed up to now you mad because of Instagram. You know, and so if you just keep it clear, like Linda was saying, like, okay, we're not doing this, or this is what I'm not doing, I think that's what will be the best route, you know, and to keep it non-fuzzy.
Yeah, but I think everybody should basically just be honest, like, you know, what you want and stuff like that, and just You know, a lot of people can't keep it honest.
Yeah, but
anymore.
That comes with
they
maturity, Linda.
Exactly. A lot of people not mature and they don't hold responsibility or anything. They just want to do what they want to do. So I think it comes with maturity, honesty, and, you know, and just don't be around a bush when you want to break with somebody. Just do it.
What I'm asking, like, specifically, a lot of guys don't think that sex has that kind of value and it's for something. So not that they want to reignite the relationship to be with you. They want that title again. They want to be a part of your life. It's simply right. Just that, hey, I'm free tonight. What you doing? You know, like that kind of deal where your body is like a drive-through, not a temple. Like, hey, you know, I happen to be in the area. Sure. Are you good? You know, that kind of conversation because they're comfortable with you. Because
no, it has to be nipped.
That's what I mean.
No, see, it's... No, it needs to be nipped. And see, sometimes
right.
we need to go slap off on some of these brothers and sisters, because brothers might be feeling the same way. It goes both ways. Sometimes you need to you need to go there and let and remind somebody who you are, what's not going down, what you will and will not allow, and be frank about it. Because as soon as you, it's just like a predator coming after somebody. As soon as I spot weakness. You know, I'm going to ask Earl to buy the Tesla because he said, you know, or, you know, I know what I'm looking for. When you're on the prowl and you really, really want something and you only looking for that, that's all you're going to see until somebody lets you know, hey, not over here, buddy. Thank you. And so that's how you deal with that. You have to get a little frank, put a little bass in your voice, let the Dade County come out. Or wherever you're from, you know, let it come out because if not, you will be tried and you will be taken advantage of. And then it just, you know, puts the camera back on you for a little bit of self-reflection. So one of the things that Linda was saying about, you know, just be honest, that a lot. If you're in a relationship and you notice that the person may be struggling with some of the feelings that they're having, that may mean that they're struggling to communicate those feelings to you or even talk to you. And so they may not even know what's really going on. So that's a flag to you to say, okay, let me bag back and fall back. Because
I keep interjecting because I think that you guys are talking from, you have moral fiber. You're talking from a Christian perspective, a good girl in this wonderful world when we're not. We're always in toxic situations. That's why I keep challenging you and up in the ante, so to speak, because you are dealing with millennials and that whatever, I think it's Generation G or something. These people care absolutely nothing about sex anymore. Like, it's just something to do. You got little 7th and 8th graders having oral sex, and they don't consider
okay,
that.
But what's your question, though?
My question is, when you're talking about the ratchetness that is almost a norm, and what you're saying is abnormal. What are you saying to those people who are in a sense entertaining that reality? When you know you can't
for them
talk
that's
to them.
Normal. People that wretchedness is normal, and this is an everyday life. How do I tell them how to break up? See, that falls into that category earlier when I said about. You know, when you know you shouldn't be together, no way. When it's not real, you don't know what it is. It's just there. That ain't shit. That ain't nothing. To those people. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
But to piggyback, I still think it comes to maturity. I mean, people, you know, people can be ratchet either way. You know, because it's all about maturity.
And culture.
It's all
too.
About,
and I think that's what Valerie's saying.
Turn on your television right now or read something on the web or peruse the internet, and you will see such and such is still hooking up with such and such, even though they're not together. Such and such had a baby with such and such, and they had broken up. Such and such is doing blah, blah. Chloe dated like 15 men and went back to Lamar and wasn't officially divorced. You know,
it's about moral choices.
But I'm saying when you're living in an environment that where there really are no morals anymore, because
it's
right.
different because the culture is different. The culture is now different, and I was raised a Christian, but to me, some Christian views as it relates to relationships and dating are very limited, and they put you in a box, and that's why some people can't express. So I'm definitely not coming from that point of view. But for the millennials, it is a new culture, Valerie, and I think that those books need to be written because I don't even know what game they do. Like, I don't even know how it works because it's so foreign. It's so foreign to me personally, even though that's what's sweeping, you know, the globe.
Is your cousin still on the phone? Because it would be interesting to ask him. Using today's terminology, locked down, right, for 22 years, right? As you come into this climate and you're dating now, and you know what's familiar, and you're out here in this jungle, so to speak, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're out here and you're trying to date, and you're like, well, I'm not just going, because you might have some Christian values as well. I can't just get out there and just, sleep with somebody, just be on some whatever frivolous trip. Would you never consider calling the ex and saying, I'm in the mood, I got this whatever, or is it just over when you're done? You've been in a relationship 22 years, that's familiar. What do you do if you get horny? What do you and I am up in the ante. But what do you do when you don't want to get out here and play yourself like that?
It's called self-containment shift. When a person know their worth and know their value, then it put them in an observation category, meaning you able to observe what you're dealing with versus just getting involved with something just because. A lot of we're gonna keep it frank. Women get off of penis 90% time of the day. It's not like that for a man. Men, we have to go through this, that, figuring it out, what words to say, and all of that. But let's not be bashful about the situation. I've gotten out of a relationship. I've had plenty of women to talk to. But then in the back of my head, do I really want to take that chance again? I know what I'm looking for. I need someone. I ask a woman a question all the time when we're dating or we're talking. And my number one question to her would be, where would you stand if we did have a relationship? And her answer determines how far I want to take it. If she tells me she wants to stand behind me, like most women, quote unquote, say they want to stand behind a man, I've done that. I've been down there, and they literally stand behind you. I don't want no woman standing behind me anymore. She has to stand side by side with me. So it's all on why I keep going through breakups and trying to dodge the bullet of okay, it's going to be Valentine or it's going to be her birthday. I'm not going to go through all that because that's little kids' games. But it's the difference between dating a man versus dating a boy. It's a difference dating a woman versus dating a girl. So when you have two mature adults who can say, okay, we're going to make this an intimate scene, but we're going to leave this intimate only versus someone, and every time you become physically attracted to someone, it's spiritual as well. So you have to keep in mind at all times that things that you're doing, then it's a consequence behind it. Somebody emotionally going to get attacked. Somebody physically going to get attacked. So these are the things that always keep me on observation. I'm always looking because it's not only my feelings that's involved now. I also have children. So I always have to look at it on a kingship. Okay, do I want to take her home? Okay, when I take her home, then she's going to be introduced to my children. Is this right for me? Because now I have daughters that's looking at me saying, okay, Dad, you know last week you had Lisa, now today you got Tammy.
Now somebody else. You got a little accountability partners. And Kotoba, I don't mean to cut you off, but we got 60 seconds or less left. Linda and Kotoba. No problem. No, your contribution was vital. Thank you for calling in and sharing what you did and helping us, create this perfect breakup situation, especially in time for summer, since those that want to break up with whoever they with. Listen, check the poll. See if you're mature in a mature relationship. See if the communication is proper. And if the communication is there, the vibe is there, but you ready to leave? say something. Communication is everything. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you can find us next month on vibrateandelevate.com. You can also get in contact with Valerie at valeriedenisejones.com. Thank you for your support. Thank you, Denise, for chiming in. And it has been a great show. Thank you, Denise, for bringing up these hot topics and representing some of the millennial point of views with their crazy selves, but we love them too. So peace
and
blessings, everyone.
You, I want to say you got some good people in your circle because they're very spiritual and very mature. So kudos to you as well.
You can inbox me on Ketova Wisdom Green, and we can continue the conversation.
We might have to do that. Peace and blessings, everyone. VibrateandElevate.com. All day. Ketova, we're going to connect with you real soon.
No pressure.
That's right. Keep the vibe right.